You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich says the entire city is gearing up for the NFL Draft 2025 next week.
You know, the smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart. Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. As you said, $20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think $96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
But Genrich says there's more to the city than just football.
We've got one of the oldest municipally owned amusement parks in the country, Bay Beach. A lot of folks are familiar. You know, my joke is the happiest place on earth is not that swamp down in Florida. It's actually, you know, in Green Bay,
right?
Especially for a budget conscious family. I mean, you can still, you know, put your kids on a ride for a quarter here.
He also called out the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, the Green Bay Botanical Gardens, and the Farmers Market on Wednesday nights. Genrich made his comments this week on Civic Media's Todd Albaugh Show. If you're driving to the NFL Draft in Green Bay next week, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says check 511wi.gov for traffic conditions and plan for extra travel time. Hundreds of thousands of fans are expected to travel to Lambeau Field in Green Bay April 24th through the 26th. WisDOT warns that construction is starting up for many highway projects, and motorists are reminded to slow down and avoid distractions, especially in those work zones. Significant road construction projects that may impact travel late next week in our area include construction on I-41 between Appleton and Green Bay, and on I-41 between Military Road and Fond du Lac and Highway 26 in Oshkosh. The 8th Round Downtown Pale Ale, the collaborative beer created to commemorate the NFL Draft 2025 coming to Green Bay next week, is available and on tap at breweries throughout the greater Green Bay area. 9 breweries came together to develop the brew that's described as hoppy, hazy, and slightly fruity with plenty of flavor. Only 45 barrels of the special beer were brewed. That works out to over 11,000 pints. Canned pints will only be available at the Draft City Music Fest downtown Wednesday and Saturday. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate, will be sold to Diamond Baseball Holdings. As part of the transaction, DBH is also purchasing the Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. That's been the team's home ballpark since it opened in 1995. The existing office staff will continue to operate with the club. The sale will be complete as soon as closing conditions and consent from the league is obtained. Oshkosh police are looking for the owner of a deceased dog found in a dumpster this week. Police say the medium-sized black female dog was found in a metal dog kennel and was severely emaciated. They believe the dog was between 3 and 4 years old. OPD said in a press release, quote, "Animal cruelty and neglect will not be tolerated in our community. These acts are both inhumane and unacceptable," end quote. Anyone with information about the dog or its owner is asked to call the Oshkosh PD or Winnebago County Crime Stoppers. A Michicot High School PE teacher and coach is facing charges of sexually assaulting students and taking inappropriate photos of them. 36-year-old Ryan Schrader has not yet been formally charged, but was in Manitowoc County Court Thursday for a bond hearing where a $150,000 cash bail was set. He faces charges of second-degree sexual assault of a child, repeated sexual assault of the same child, sexual assault of a child by school staff, 10 counts of possession of child pornography, and charges of child enticement for conduct happening between 2023 and 2025. Schrader will make his initial court appearance Monday. A man riding on a tractor was killed and its driver was injured after a pickup truck rear-ended the tractor in Waupaca County this week. The accident happened Wednesday night just after 8:30 on State Highway 22 in the town of Little Wolf. Officials say the tractor was rear-ended by a pickup, causing the driver and passenger of the tractor to be ejected. The passenger was then struck by another vehicle. Passenger died at the scene, and the driver was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is being investigated by the Waupaca Sheriff's Department. One Wisconsin congressman is trying to understand the Trump administration's roller coaster of tariff declarations. Joanne Krulatz has that story.
Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan calls the current situation surrounding Trump administration tariffs incomprehensible. But the 2nd District Democrat says there's at least a possibility that some nations will negotiate during the latest 90-day pause.
So at least the 90-day pause is maybe recognition that you're destroying the stock market and affecting consumers who are going to pay additional taxes. And I assume some countries will probably come. But, you know, that's trade policy. That's not tariffs. I mean, we should, you know, renegotiate trade agreements if that's what they want to do.
Pocan says Trump has thrown markets into turmoil by imposing tariffs without any sort of plan.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents not to interact with young wild animals they may see out and about around this time of year. According to a press release, newly born wild animals could be left alone at times while their parents are out searching for food. During those times, they are typically not active and remain hidden to avoid being found by a predator. If residents see a young wild animal and interact with it, they could attract the attention of nearby predators or scare their mother away longer than anticipated. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Is it game time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, you know, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, there's lots of new material hitting the big screen. Ryan Coogler's Sinners, starring Michael B. Jordan, who plays twin brothers, is pulling a near 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The horror thriller follows the twin brothers as they move back to their hometown and start over, but find that evil awaits. Opening in limited release is David Cronenberg's The Shrouds, a horror drama where a widower businessman creates a device that can contact the dead. If you're in the mood for an offbeat rom-com that is LGBTQ+ friendly, check out The Wedding Banquet. It is pulling a certified fresh rating of 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, there is Sneaks, a comedy family adventure about a misplaced designer sneaker who is taken out of the confines of his luxurious shoebox and is thrust into the world of less desirable shoes, hoping to find his soulmate. No reviews on this one yet. I mean, it's a movie about a shoe. Let's lace them up and go to the movies. After going into space, thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gayle King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. Nate Bargatze's star continues to rise. The comedian is selling out theaters and has multiple TV and film projects in the pipeline. As it turns out, he wasn't busy enough, so he will host the 77th Emmy Awards broadcast. Bargatze calls the gig a huge honor to host such an iconic awards show and added that he is beyond excited to work with CBS to create a night that can be enjoyed by families around the world. Huh. You might not have heard Amanda Bynes' name in a while, but the former child star is excited to announce that she is now on OnlyFans. That's right, the What a Girl Wants star says fans can interact with her for just $50 a month. But hold on, perverts, there is a catch. Bynes says she will not offer any racy content. I know what you're thinking. I already pay OnlyFans thousands of dollars a month to watch attractive women bake cookies and read scripture. Good luck, Amanda. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even an isolated thunderstorm today. A couple of isolated stronger storms are also possible, so be weather aware today. Our high in the mid-60s. Tonight, we're going to drop to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. Easter Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.